there are two different divergent streams of technology, probably more than that, but two main divergent streams of technology that are in operation on the Earth that human beings are working with. One of those streams of technology is in the mainstream. The other stream of the of that technology is quite literally under the ground. And the point of divergence, the key to understanding the point of divergence in the modern era is Nikola Tesla. There is the electromagnetic model of the universe, and then there's the gravitical model of the universe. And the two figureheads are, of course, Nikola Tesla on the one hand and Albert Einstein on the other. Both of those technologies have to do with quantum physics and some other scientific fields. But the fact is that we're using Newtonian technology. We have an understanding of a very limited physics in the public arena. And this limited physics that we're using, it gets us a lot of toys. See, we can develop a lot of toys using the public technologies, using the public sciences, using that one stream of mainstream technology. So we can develop, for example, the conventional weapons of war that we see on the battlefield, the rockets, the tanks, the submarines. We can do what we're doing now, utilize the internet. We can have television. We can have our smartphones. We can have all kinds of very interesting and useful technologies. But in order to tap into the kind of technology that the ancients were using, it would require us to have an understanding and to be utilizing the underground stream of science that the public is not only unaware of, but that is considered forbidden for the profane to even be involved in. And for those who are wondering, yes, all of us are the profane. Those who are not initiated into the mysteries are profane. We're base. We're stupid. And that includes Stephen Hawking. That included Albert Einstein. That unless they were initiated in the mysteries, which I don't think they were, and that includes the brightest minds today are considered by the true elite as being profane, as being base, as being stupid, as being uninformed. Yes, the greatest scientific minds in the public sector, most of them are uninitiated. Most of them know very, very little about real science. The true knowledge is hidden, always has been. And that true knowledge is, again, not just metaphysic knowledge, not just New Agey knowledge. That true knowledge is nuts and bolts technology. And it is being incorporated in black budget projects all over the earth, underground bases, and all kinds of stuff happening, both, in my opinion, on and off planet. Therefore, in order to understand the kind of technology that was being used in the ancient world, we have to think outside of the mainstream scientific box. We have a lot of technologies that are superfluous. We have a lot of technologies that are frivolous, right? We have a lot of technologies such as our iPhones and our iPads and the way that most people use the internet. If you really take a good hard look at technological development over the last 20 years, most of the development is happening in the arena of the kind of technology that we want as opposed to the kind of technology that we need. We're not demanding the kind of technology that can feed everybody in the world. We're not demanding the kind of technology that can provide clean drinking water for everybody in the world. We're not demanding the kind of technology that can provide free energy for everybody in the world. No, we're demanding better smartphones. We're demanding better video games. We're demanding higher definition televisions. See? This is something that has been engineered. It's social engineering. We have been engineered to desire the toys, and to understand that the technology exists to make our toys better, bigger, better, funner, brighter, whatever. See, that's how our brains have been programmed, And so we're focused on the gadgets that make life funner and more comfortable for the few of us that are privileged enough in the Western world to use them. And that keeps us distracted from understanding that there's a whole nother realm of science that could provide the kind of technologies that could solve the things I just mentioned, right? They don't want us to understand that. They don't want us to think about that. Don't look over here at the electromagnetic devices and the underground magneto-leviton train that can get you coast to coast in a half an hour. Don't look over here at the technology that's using what appears to be anti-gravitical properties or what have you. Don't look at all this stuff. It doesn't matter. It doesn't make your life any more entertaining, so it doesn't make a difference. Don't look at it. It doesn't exist. Just focus on, you know, let's figure out what the Big Bang was all about, right? Let's go figure out these things that are already well known on the other side, in the other stream of science. They're already well known. Not only are they well known, not, of course, the Big Bang. Those guys know that the Big Bang is a big load of you know what. But you get the gist of what I'm saying. So there's two different streams of science happening. And we've got to tear ourselves away from the Newtonian, Einstein-based science and understand that there's a whole nother arena, the electromagnetic Tesla universe model that opens up a whole new realm of possibilities. And that's the kind of technology that the ancients were most likely using, and in my opinion, were using, because that's the kind of technology that has primarily come from non-human sources. We know that Tesla, for example, claimed to be in contact with entities. He thought they were good entities at first, and then people believe he went over to the dark side. I think he was on the dark side the whole time, in my opinion. But he was getting information. We have reason to believe that the Nazis were getting information from otherworldly entities. Again, not just information concerning New Agey stuff, but nuts and bolts, hardware, schematics to build stuff, that they were getting information from non-human sources. That's the technology that the ancients were in possession of. That's the high technology. It's not the we have mechanical technology today. We make things explode. We're really, really good at making things explode. That's how we make a car move. We just create a bunch of little explosions, and that's how we make a car move. That's how we make a rocket go up in the air. We blow things up. We're really good at blowing things up. It's like we've become masters of blowing things up, but that's a very base form of technology. We shouldn't pat ourselves on the back because we figured out how to blow things up really well. The real technology is utilizing physics that don't need to blow things up to create propulsion. And the reason why I'm so adamant about this, Josh, is because I saw this. I've seen some of this technology with my own eyes, and I have witnesses to it, and I know it exists. And so I'm a witness, and I can tell you that this stuff is real, and it really ticks me off. For example, I sat down with a physicist one time, a friend of mine, good friend of mine, who has she either has or she's working on a PhD in physics. And I tried to describe to her something that I saw 50 feet above my head, and she was in complete denial about it because the physics for this thing don't exist in conventional science. And therefore, since the physics don't exist in conventional science, I must have been delusional or mistaken about what I saw. You see, that's the disconnect. When the truth is that what I saw is based on physics that comes not from the future, not from a Star Trek kind of future, but from a very distant antediluvian past.